printed simultaneously in two different versions in England and America in 1846, Typee has been a puzzle and a delight for readers, critics, and commentators ever since. Defying, as it does, conventional pigeonholing, it is simultaneously a travelogue, a novel, an anthropological study, and ideological polemic. Yet it is none of these things fully, showing ample evidence of Melville's brilliant literary qualities, and also the inconsistencies to be expected in any author's first work. Trading on the contemporary reading public's desire for first-hand accounts of exotic places and peoples, Typee was first published as a kind of travelogue on the author's personal experiences. While it clearly mirrors Melville's own experience in the Marquesas, subsequent commentators agree that a healthy measure of fictionalization, interpretation, and judicious omission make it impossible to read it as a strictly factual account. At the same time, none would now argue, though some critics did when the book was first published, that the strangeness of the place Melville describes precludes it from being real. The Typee of Melville's book undoubtedly existed, and if the scope of the book is any indication, the real place left a profound impression on the young sailor-turned-author. Complicating the already elusive nature of the work is the fact that it exists in at least three distinct versions. The original two published editions, as well as a partial manuscript version. And that is before one counts in the various revised versions of the original printed editions. So any question of what one makes of Typee must begin with the question of which Typee one has read. All three were prepared with the advice and collaboration of the author. This recording follows the standard emendations of modern editors who have tried to remain faithful to the original intentions of the author, where they can be discerned, as well as the originally published versions of the book. As there is no single definitive version of Typee, so there can be no single interpretation of it. In the end, perhaps the reader's own investigation of the author Melville's maiden voyage is all that matters. Typee remains a fascinating enigma, as engaging and provoking today as when it was first published at the start of one of America's most accomplished literary legacies. And now, Typee.
Preface. More than 3 years have elapsed since the occurrence of the events recorded in this volume. The interval, with the exception of the last few months, has been chiefly spent by the author tossing about in the wide ocean. Sailors are the only class of men who nowadays see anything like stirring adventure. And many things which to fireside people appear strange and romantic, to them seem as commonplace as a jacket out at elbows. Yet notwithstanding the familiarity of sailors with all sorts of curious adventure, the incidents recorded in the following pages have often served, when spun as a yarn, not only to relieve the weariness of many a night watch at sea, but to excite the warmest sympathies of the author's shipmates. He's been therefore led to think that his story could scarcely fail to interest those who are less familiar than the sailor with a life of adventure. In his account of the singular and interesting people among whom he was thrown, it will be observed that he chiefly treats of their more obvious peculiarities, and in describing their customs, refrains in most cases from entering into explanations concerning their origin and purposes. As writers of travels among barbarous communities are generally very diffuse on these subjects, he deems it right to advert to what may be considered a culpable omission. No one can be more sensible than the author of his deficiencies in this and many other respects. But when the very peculiar circumstances in which he was placed are understood, he feels assured that all these omissions will be excused. In very many published narratives, no little degree of attention is bestowed upon dates, but as the author lost all knowledge of the days of the week during the occurrence of the scenes herein related, he hopes that the reader will charitably pass over his shortcomings in this particular. In the